This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Big day today on immigration. New proposals coming from the president. We have a little bit of a preview. We'll talk about that today on the program. And anything else on your mind, as always, Congressman Kelly Armstrong is going to be here a little later on in the program, taking your calls, questions, and comments. He's been in the middle of the battles over the partisan political games of Jerry Nadler and others. Because he's on judiciary and he's on oversight and a number of those committees, so look forward to getting an update there as well. I wanted to start with something that is a little bit of a throwback Thursday today on the program. And let me just explain what I mean by throwback Thursday. Some of the most memorable programs that we have done on this air have been related to things that you would just sort of organically happen. One of them was about bees. You remember that, Todd? We had, in fact, I think you just showed me a Facebook memory on that.
It was just the other day where it was like, three, 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was, that came up on my Facebook. So there was every single call in the queue was about bees. And
we learned a lot about bees that day, and, you know, the bee population had been shrinking, and a lot of people have theories for that,
I'm not sure either one of us would have believed you if you'd have said, you know, I bet you could do a show on bees and have nothing but bee people going up. Maybe not.
That's one example from a couple of years ago. I'm going to give you another one that goes way back. And this really formed my, guiding viewpoint as to what makes it a good talk show. And to me, what makes a good talk show is not necessarily what I came here to talk about, but the fact that it's, you know, whatever you want to talk about. And it was about mosquitoes. I was in Grand Forks at the time doing a show about whatever, and somebody complained about mosquitoes and what was being done to take care of the mosquito population. And I said something on the air to the effect that I'm done talking about mosquitoes. I mean, I want to talk about big things. I want to talk about, things we can do something about. Let's talk about anything but mosquitoes. And I pretty much got taken to the woodshed by the listeners that I'd become too big for my britches because didn't want to talk about mosquitoes. And I took that to heart. I remember a few years ago, it was actually the day or the day after the Boston bombing happened. I think it might have been the day of, and we were trying to sort out what exactly had happened. And, call after call came in about how it felt like it was a day after 9/11 and people just not again and all of that. And a woman called, I believe, from Columbus, North Dakota. I think she was from Columbus. Do you remember this, Don? And she had ants everywhere. She was trying to bake.
I do remember
and,
that.
And ants were, like, taking over her kitchen. And this poor woman was consumed, and she called the show to say, what do I do? Well, the show instantly shifted from the Boston Marathon, something of obviously international note, to how we help this woman and her ants. Because to her, all that mattered that day was not the Boston Marathon or anything else. It was the ants. So those are the kind of shows that we love doing here on the program. So I thought we'd have a little throwback Thursday. And you can just let us know. Now, pet peeves is another one. We've done a couple of shows on what are your pet peeves, and we end up with a list a mile long. It's pretty hilarious. This is why I thought of this today, because I actually came to the studio this morning just irritated beyond belief at the how just sort of rude some people are on the road. Now, I will admit I'm far from a perfect driver, so I'm not being preachy about this. Especially when I'm in a hurry. I just do what I gotta do. Kids get very embarrassed. It's not pretty. But I, for the most part, you know, I'm courteous, let somebody go in. Come on, we can't all be in that kind of a hurry, whatever. But these people, and this is what got me today. I saw somebody turn, they actually were coming off an exit on the interstate onto 32nd Avenue South. And normally they would turn into the, you know, if they were pointed south, they are turning west, okay? So they're south to west. And what do you do when you turn south to west? You turn into the lane where, guys? Which lane?
Closest to you.
Closest to you. Yes. Okay, you kind of hug the curb there, and you go in right there. Because
wait, does anybody ever actually do that, though? Because I know that's what you're supposed to do, but I never see anybody do that.
Because the traffic is coming from there's other traffic. It's like a four-lane road plus turning lanes, right? So this person not only did not turn into the lane closest to them, or the next lane, or the next lane, or the next lane, they went all the way to the far turning lane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. See it all the time, but you're right. I mean, it's definitely not the way it's supposed to work.
And I'm going, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me?
You know what I loved the other day? Was the people that coming down the on-ramp onto I-94. Semi is in the right lane, in the slow lane. I happen to be on the other side of the semi going by him. And the person coming down the on-ramp is not going to adjust. They think the semi has to move over for them.
That's deadly.
And I'm sitting right there.
That's deadly.
And I can see under the semi, this guy is right there, and he ends up on the shoulder, and the semi pulls his big horn on the guy. Finally, he ends up putting the brakes on and getting in behind the semi, because I'm on the other side. The guy can't see me.
Expecting
the semi. It's unbelievable.
Folks, this is not trooper talk. This is not official advice, but I would say this. When you are on the on-ramp to the interstate, go! Go!
And it's your job to merge into the moving traffic, not the other way around.
If you get tentative, you're going to end up, like a crunched up sardine can someday. You can't just sit there and kind of tentatively say, oh, I can't go yet. Yeah, I had that happen the other day too. Oh, I feel a lot better now. I really.
Good, right? Me too.
Yeah.
It's really funny. You mentioned about, hey, come up with your pet peeves, and then we all come up with traffic related pet peeves. But of course, we're all driving these, you know, several ton weapons, so you got to be careful. But mine is, does the red light really mean red, or does it mean if you can get through the intersection before the people that get the green light can go, then it's okay? When did that become a thing?
Once again, deadly. I mean, you see it all the time. People got to be the next two or three cars past where they should have been getting through the intersection because, you know, they're in a hurry, Todd, and give them a break. You know, they got places to go. You're not.
Exactly.
They are.
After the last few years, I am 1,000% convinced that I am the best driver in the world. Just saying. Nobody knows anything but me.
Siri just typed a text for me to once again deadly. Because I've been saying once again deadly here on the program, so Siri's hearing me. I don't know why Siri's on. Siri's just, I'd like to know who the heck
what
is
else
again
are they
deadly?
Recording yeah. that you don't know about then?
Amazon on Light 3.
All right, any pet peeves? we're just going to do a little throwback Thursday here for a while. We'll have a little fun. 800-228-0550 if you have some. 701-258-0550. You can also text us 701-226-8503 for Todd and 701-367-2054 for me. Texter says, I am not being preachy, but here, hold my beer, I'm going to preach. I think that was a reference to me because I said, I'm not perfect and I don't want to preach, but then I went on to preach. Yeah, I'm sorry. D in Aberdeen, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yeah, I got one for you on the whole traffic deal. It's been a while since I've been to the East Coast and I just got back. The old version of the East Coast, they used to just run you over. Now they pass you and then power brake in front of you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. Is that a stick it in your ear move or what is that? Is that a stick it in your ear move or what is going on there?
I don't know, but they do it in front of semis. Apparently the whole collision avoidance thing. Now the newer semis have them, so they get up in front of them and then brake and then watch the semi just stack them all up behind you. Yeah, that's real fun.
That's no fun. Oh. You got one good there, D. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Mark and Bismarck, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, driving around Bismarck here today. Turn signals. They're more than for hanging your extra key rings on.
My uncle said that he's in San Antonio, and he said, you know, if a turn signal is on down there, it came from the factory that way.
Push the button before it left, right? It's a good thing the brake lights are automatic. They wouldn't use those either.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is there, Mark. I'm with you. Danny and Dickinson, you got one for us?
Yes, I do. I've been a driver for many years. I've got over 3 million miles as a CDL. And the one thing that really upsets me is drivers who don't realize what the left lane is for on interstate.
Oh, my gosh.
Keep right. Slower traffic, keep right. I don't care if you're doing 90. If you're not passing somebody, get over in the right lane, you know?
Do they teach that? I don't know, because it's the same thing. I think the same thing, and you can go right out behind them without being too dangerous. Keep a couple car lengths, and it's the same thing. They don't even move. It's like, hello. I did pass somebody doing that the other day, and they didn't move for probably a good 3-4 miles, and then somebody came behind me, and then they kind of got the idea. They went over to the passing lane. I went by them. I kid you not, Denny. I kid you not. They must have been watching a movie on their cell phone because it was set right on the steering wheel. So, you know,
oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
I've seen that.
You want to save people. Do you know you're going to die? I have another question for you, Denny. Hang on. We'll do this after the break. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker-Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. If provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Denny and Dickinson, I just want to finish this, and then I got to get to CJ at Dak Diesel and more of your calls on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. What do you, as a trucker, most want people to know? I get your pet peeve, and I'm with you on that. I think that's truckers, that's anybody. But you guys are up above. You see a lot. You're making your livelihood on the road. Some of us are,
just out for a Sunday drive. Some of us are, you know, trying to get to grandma's house. It's all different kinds on the road. What advice as a trucker do you have for, you know, the rest of us?
I think one of the most important things is get over in the right-hand lane. The next after that is these people who get out on interstate and they're driving 45, 50 miles an hour. And I see that so often. And you fly up behind them and don't realize because it's not just me. It's other people that come up behind them. And they could really be causing an accident. I realize they're Sunday drivers. You want to see this or that. But if you do, pull over the shoulder of the road and take a good look at it. Don't slow everybody else down and create problems for everyone else. The rules of the road are, as far as that left lane, that's for passing. There's signs all over say, do not pass on the right. But after you follow someone for 10 miles, you think, okay, I'm going to pass on the right. But, you know, those are a couple of the biggest things on the interstate, just people driving too slow for the traffic. Just stay with traffic. I'm not saying you got to do, you know, 75 as the speed limit says, but if traffic is doing 70, then do 70 if you don't want to go faster. So,
thanks, Danny. Appreciate that. Good advice, and welcome other advice from truckers. Truckers are good drivers. The vast majority of truckers, this is what they do for their living. So, you know, they see a lot. And look, when truckers get in accidents, they very often come out of it okay. You know, the rig might be a little messed up here or there. But, you know, just look at the other day when that guy stole the cop car up in Grand Forks, you know, and crosses the median. I mean, the vehicle was size of a, you know, small piece of furniture by the time they got done. I mean, it's just so take advice and maybe live a little longer as a result of it. CJ's here from DAC Diesel, one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. What's under the hood today? What are you looking at?
Got a Duramax here working on right now. I got to get a Cummins in here shortly. And we got a 2012 ISX rolling in here. Hopefully this afternoon it'll be showing up at the shop here. We're going to start an overhaul on that along with pretty much everything else we got going on. So it's just... Never slows down, but if it's, you know, no matter what's plaguing you, you know, on your truck, definitely give us a call. You know, we can take care of it, fix it the first time.
All things diesel right there. And tractors, you've been helping some farmers get a little more torque out of the tractor this year too, right?
Yep, absolutely. Whether it's a mechanical engine or even if it's an electronic engine, whether it's John Deere, Case IH, Cat, or I should say Challenger, New Holland, all those, we can take care of you on that. So like I said, whether it's mechanical or electronic, you know, we've done both this spring already, or we've done quite a few electronic ones, but, you know, we only did one mechanical one, but I haven't heard back from that customer. I need to call him, see how his tractor's running, but I know it was running like a top when I left there, so... You know, he's looking for a little more torque to get him through the wet spots and all that and up the hills. And it looks like we got rain here showing up in the next few days. So, again, it's going to be, once it dries out, it's going to be rush for everybody. So if you need a little more power to get the crop in, definitely give me a call.
All right. Number is 701-258-5011 there in Bismarck. We're servicing diesel, tractors, trucks, pickup trucks, semis, you name it. From all over at DAC Diesel, online at DACDiesel.com. Thank you, CJ. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott. Have a great weekend.
You bet. We'll talk to you later. Another texter says, I hate when people drive slowly in the passing lane, causing all of the faster-moving traffic to pass on the right. This can cause some safety issues as well.
Big time.
But it's illegal, too.
Yes.
The left lane is for passing, not for a Sunday drive.
There's a few YouTube videos where you have law enforcement pulling over the car that's in the left lane going slow, and they kind of wait till they get all the way over to the right, then they let him go. So it's really cool to see that get enforced.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You say they throw the lights on so they move over, yep. And then they don't end up pulling them over,
yep.
You mean?
Right. Once they end up in the right lane, then they turn the lights off, and then they go about their way. So kind of that, you know, herding the cattle over where you need them, you know?
You think that computes?
I would think.
I would hope so. Call that came in off the air during the break. Let's roll that. 800.
I'm driving, and I am just about at an exit, and there's this pickup behind me. He decides to go around and pass me, and at this time, I am basically on the exit. This guy comes around me, darts back in front of me, and takes the exit. Are you flipping kidding me? You couldn't wait a nanosecond for me to go past the exit, and you could get off. No, you have to pass me, cut in front of me, to get off on the exit.
Interesting. Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
No, I can't at all. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, locally at 258-0550. I got a boatload of texts here we'll get to as well. Stopping in the middle of the road and waving kids across, not at a crosswalk. Don't totally get that one. People that drive at an angle or crossways through parking lots infuriate me. I always try and drive down the lanes the correct way, and I would love to let one of these people T-bone me, but I've usually got my wife and kids with me, so I don't let my road rage get the best of me. I hope not.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, yeah. Be careful in crosswalks. I mean, it's, and you know, there's always somebody coming from one way or another. It's just unbelievable. The other day, I forget where I was at, but it was a residential neighborhood, sort of. And there was two younger kids, probably, you know, fifth, sixth grade, something like that, walking. And one of them kept walking. The other one stopped back at the, you know, side of the street. The other one kept going. So, of course, I stopped. I would have stopped anyway. And I told the other one to go through. And he's like, oh, I don't really want to go through. Go ahead and go through. He jumps. He drops his backpack. So he's halfway through, he drops his backpack, so it was, and then he kind of kept going, and he goes back, and he's like, I'm like, take your time. You know, those are the times, you know, when kids are crossing the street, just whatever. Just take your time, don't worry about it, you know. You know, he was conscientious that he was holding us up, but that's just fine. Brian, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello.
Brian, are you there, Brian?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I don't believe it's a law in the state of North Dakota that you have to be in the right-hand lane all the time. It's not, I don't believe it's a law. So the people that drive in the left-hand lane, it's not a state law. So, and also on the merging, when you get on a freeway in the state of North Dakota, it's a yield sign. So you have to yield to traffic. Even though you should merge, you still, that's why people are kind of, older people are kind of, timid to get on the freeway.
Because they think they're supposed to wait until there's actually a, you know, a space to get on?
That's right. That's the state law. You have to yield to traffic on the freeway.
Now, somebody said something about signs being up regarding it being illegal to pass on the right. So I would think that if that's the case, you can't back up traffic on the left. But I don't know. Pet peeves. Slam on me more after
Hi,
this.
Hi, Scott Hinnell. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alabama now has a new law that makes nearly all abortions illegal. Republican Governor Kay Ivey signing it into law late yesterday. And now a bill is progressing in Missouri that would ban abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Passing this morning in the Republican-led Senate, it still needs a vote in the House before it can be sent to that Republican governor Mike Parson's desk.
Right now, the federal government is not on the side of working people. And that's because Donald Trump is playing a big con on America.
That's Democratic Mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, the latest to join the already crowded field in the race for the White House, saying this morning that he's proven that he can improve the lives of working Americans.
We're doing things like guaranteed health care for all New Yorkers, paid sick leave, pre-K for all.
He spoke on ABC's Good Morning America, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Taking a little drive next week. Going up to Watford City. Main Street Initiative is there. Governor Doug Burgum will be there doing a community forum on the Main Street Initiative. It's really just a discussion on quality of life and what things can be done to make each and every community in North Dakota a great place to live so you can attract the workforce that you need for the companies that are there. And so also just being smart about how you're expanding and watching infrastructure costs and property taxes and all that, so it should be fun. Of course, home to Mineral Tracker. See your friend Jeff Comer up there and his team as well. Looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. Then the day before, we'll actually be in Minot. We're going to be there celebrating some awards that are being handed out. Number of years they've been doing this, where communities that are impacted in the Bakken received grants to do some good things, a community grant fund, they call it. And it'll be the Farm Credit Services office in Minot, together with the folks from Farm Credit Services of Mandan and the folks from AgriBank. And talk about the impact the grants have made in the western North Dakota in these communities. About $4 million in grants since 2012, so they've done some good. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, and we have some texts waiting to get to as well. 367-2054 for me, for Todd, 226-8503. Larimore is where we go next, and Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Hello. I heard you were doing trucker pet peeves today.
Well, I actually want to hear from the truckers to school us up on what we ought to do to, you know, say, you know, be a little safer out there, because you see a lot. So that was my question.
Good one is use your signal lights.
Should you have to be telling us that? Do you think you'd have to be telling us that, Jamie?
Couldn't have to. Couldn't have to. It's the law. Too many people don't use them. And use your mirrors when you pass. Too many people cut too close in front of a semi. When they cut close in front of a semi, you can't see the top of the back of the window of a vehicle over top of the hood. They're too close.
Yeah, good point. Use your mirrors or use your neck?
Either one. Mirrors.
Both.
What the mirrors are for is to tell when you're passed.
Yeah.
When you cut in front of a truck, and I got a blind spot in front of me because of the height of the hood. When I can't see the back top of your back window on a car because you cut so close into me, you're only about less than six feet in front of that truck when you cut back in.
Oof. Scary.
Yeah, you're a few steps away from a coffin is what you are.
Yeah, exactly.
And then too many people dodge in front of a truck when you're behind another vehicle. And the reason I got that cushion, because that's what it takes me to stop. And too many people want to dodge in front of a truck and close that cushion up, so I got no room to stop now, and I got to back up and I'm slowing traffic behind me now.
How frustrating is it? I mean, in other words, in an average day, are you shaking your head saying, what in the heck are they thinking, you know, half a dozen times or once an hour? Or, you know, how often do you see this stuff?
It depends upon if I'm driving on what highways I'm driving. In North Dakota, it isn't so bad, but you get into Minnesota, and it's terrible.
Minnesota, Minnesota. There you go, folks. What are you doing over there in Minnesota driving like that? Poor Jamie's having to dodge you on the highway. I didn't know that. So North Dakota's better drivers than Minnesota?
Well, for the most part, yes.
On the interstates, anyway. Good stuff,
yep.
Jamie. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Appreciate it very much. Gary in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm one of the senior citizens that like to drive 65 miles an hour down interstate. For me, it's just, it just seems safer. And the if you go back to high school physics, impact is mass times velocity squared. So there's 33% more impact on suspension and tires at 75 versus 65 miles an hour. But I would be willing to drive the average speed of vehicles if, you know, the highway department, they would simply have a sign, one of these flashing signs along the side of the road saying, this is the average speed at this moment. You'd have a more uniform flow of traffic. And, yeah, it would be safer. That would be my recommendation.
Interesting. Gary, when you drive the driving lane then at 65, you stay in the driving lane? You don't go in the passing lane at 65?
Yeah, I stay in the driving lane.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, you can drive anything 45 or above.
I'm not going to. That would be dangerous on Interstate 45, but
I agree, but
65.
It's legal is what I'm saying. But the problem is if I come upon you on 65 and I'm doing 75, very often I can't get past you because somebody is going 68 and staying in the left lane rather than just getting the heck in front of you. You know, that's the kind of the challenge here. But
that's what fists were made for.
Love it.
Thanks, Gary. Mary in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. So my pet peeve is semi-drivers who can't stay off your rear end.
All right, and you're going the speed limit, you're saying, and they're nudging
right.
you along?
Well, first thing is I tend to drive more than the speed limit. I have a bit of a lead foot, so it's really irritating when I have semi-drivers. I look in the rear mirror, and all I can see is Mack truck.
And you're in the driving lane.
And I'm in the driving lane. The other thing that's really, really irritating is you were talking about people passing you on the right-hand side and how they're not supposed to be doing that. As I said, I tend to have a bit of a lead foot, so I use my cruise control a lot so I don't get tickets, but I'm always setting it higher than what the actual speed limit is, and these people come barreling down the road behind you, and I'm obviously going faster than the speed limit, and they whip over into the right-hand lane and then whip around me. They've got to be doing 80 miles an hour easy.
Interesting, Mary. Thank you for that. This started as Throwback Thursday. Most of them have been traffic. It can be anything. If you've got a pet peeve on absolutely anything, let us know. We'd love to hear it, but we've had a lot of traffic ones as well today. So, fun conversation. Let's go to Sam and Dickinson. Sam, you're next.
Yeah, go ahead.
Gotcha, Sam. You go ahead. You turn the radio down there, and it'll be a little easier for you to chat with us here.
Yeah, you bet. So, driving big trucks and pet peeves. I drive big trucks every day. The number one thing that passenger cars do that I cannot understand is you get up close to a truck and you won't pass them, but you follow right next to them. People don't understand if you lose a tire, it'll kill you. It could go right through the windshield and wipe you out. So my advice, stay away from the big trucks. Pass them, get away from
Keep moving. That's good advice. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, sometimes you're kind of inching past them or whatever. I love it. We ask truckers for some advice for us other drivers. Gary and Hazen, go ahead. You're next. 258-0550.
Yeah. Truckers who think that you have to dim your lights on a divided highway, especially interstate. I don't know if they're from out of state or what, because I think most North Dakota truckers realize that, but you don't have to dim your lights on a divided highway. And I drive interstate quite often, and you'll come on, you'll be meeting a truck, and you don't dim your lights, and they flash you. And then if you don't dim your lights, they will take a spotlight that they have on there and shine it right into your eyes. Very rude.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And I'd say a little dangerous, too.
Yeah,
and it's happened more than once. I know it's happened a dozen times for sure in the last year or so.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Here's some texts, and we have some more calls waiting. Next month is Flag Day. Take a look at your flag, and please replace or repair it if needed. Don't make me call in and whine about the condition of your flag. Well, I tell you, we've had people do that before. Wasn't there a park in Bismarck, Todd, that had just a terrible flag? We got it replaced. It's also a pet peeve of mine, so I think that's great advice. You know, if the flag is, if you know, at all ratty on the end, replace it or faded. Got to do it. Ramp traffic is supposed to yield to those on the interstate. I know a couple of people have said that because that was a pet peeve earlier, but I also think you're in some sort of peril if you are yielding. In other words, if there's a string of cars and, you know, if you actually had some speed to you, you could merge in with traffic. That to me is a lot safer than stopping and then having to get up full speed on the thing. But I'll take your word for it that it's a yield deal. Driving with their lights off after dark. I've said for a long time the drivers in the Fargo area are the rudest in a tri-state area. That could be a whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Who's rudest? Ty in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Ty.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you today, sir?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, my friend. Hey, real quick, I got a couple comments. The merging thing, yes, it's definitely the person merging on their responsibility to give way, but there's a responsibility of the people traveling on the road. You know, we have to work together. They don't need to bind up that lane and block and kind of hold ground and causing potential accidents in the back. There's ways they can move or spread out a little bit. That being said, I do have a positive thing to share with the listeners. Years ago, maybe 25 years ago, I read in Car and Driver magazine, the proper way to align your mirrors. It was very interesting. Most of us seem to want to angle the side mirrors so they look straight back. When you end up getting a very narrow, triangulated point of view. What I learned is that if you lean your head against your driver's side window and then align your mirror that way to where you see the side of the car, and then lean your head to the center of the car and align your passenger side mirror, it'll basically, you should be able to look out your left mirror, and if something disappears in your left mirror, it should pop into your center mirror. When it pops out of your center mirror, it should pop into your right mirror. And then that gives you a full, broad spectrum behind you, alleviating your blind spots. It's a really critical thing. You should look it up, but I highly recommend people look into that because it's a much safer way to drive. And I haven't had a blind spot in almost 30 years now since I read that article. So thought that'd be helpful for the listeners.
Great stuff. Appreciate it very much, Ty. Thanks a ton. All right.
You're welcome, friend.
Folks, let's see here. Let me get in Ken quick. Ken, where are you calling from? You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, calling from Michigan here, and we've been talking about traffic, but I tell you, one of my pet peeves, I don't notice it too bad here in North Dakota, but the bigger cities and down south, is when you're out in public in the line somewhere, and people stand way too close to you. I think people should stand at least an arm's length away from everybody in a line, and some places they get way too close, and that irritates me.
So you're saying, you know, like in your face, kind of that close talker thing that Seinfeld used to talk about, or you're just saying...
Right, yeah, like the close talker just not giving you enough personal space.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal, and it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. Hey, it's Scott Halen here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Check them out at secureenergyfuture.org. I was just looking, actually, at their news section on there, and they always have interesting stories updated in different ways. There's a story here about the World Bank saying that clean energy is creating a demand for mining. Isn't that amazing? How so? Well, I mean, for instance, clean energy is generally thought of as like wind energy, for instance. You've got copper, you've got steel, you've got concrete, you've got rare earth elements, you've got, aluminum. So a lot of things that are mined contribute to those products. So kind of interesting from World Bank. Check that out, secureenergyfuture.org. All right, back to the phones. Here's Doug in the Bakken. Is that where you're at, Doug?
Oil truck out in the Bakken.
All right.
I have a couple of pet peeves for most of the drivers that I know. When it's foggy out, these knuckleheads that drive without their headlights on, and it's usually the the white pickup trucks, and it even happens when we have heavy snow, why they drive without their headlights on. They may be able to see, but we sure can't see them.
Yeah,
the next pet peeve would be in perfect weather conditions at 60 miles an hour and 80,000 pounds, which we are well above that. We're typically 100,000 up to 105,000. But in perfect weather, 60 miles an hour at 80,000 pounds, it takes us 451 feet to stop. And these people pull out. That's a football field and a half to stop. And they pull out in front. They're just putting their own life at risk. And it's just ridiculous out there some days.
Well, hopefully we're getting them to think a little bit. Doug, I know you see a lot, and that's why I asked. So I appreciate you guys weighing
there's
in.
There's a marker just east of Stanley on Highway 2 where three men died in the heavy fog, maybe 5-6 years ago. It's just, I drive by it every day. I live in Minot, and I drive out to Stanley every day to get into my work truck. And I pass that marker every day, and it just reminds me, I was there that day when that happened. I was there maybe 3 minutes before it happened. And it's just a sad thing to see. It's totally preventable. If it's that foggy, park your vehicle. And if you're able to drive, put your headlights on.
Absolutely. Doug, thank you very much for that. We love, honestly, doing our little part here to try and plant some seeds and maybe save some lives, prevent some injuries. So this is all good stuff. Started with pet peeves on a Throwback Thursday and turned into a great bit of food for thought for travelers. Mike is traveling I-29. What's on your mind, Mike?
Yeah, it was the gentleman that called in about the headlights, not having to dim them on a divided highway. He needs to pick out his rule book, general basic driving book, and go over the headlight section. The law is 500 feet, dimming the headlights, divided or undivided. Now, I know the median is not 500 feet. I would say probably 99% of the state you don't even have 150 feet of median. And that law, on the other hand, was written a long time ago before even the evolution of headlights and how it's evolved. That's something maybe the Department of Transportation should look into and increase the distance for some of these lights. These newer lights, when that law was written, these newer headlights now, they shine 3 to 4 times, even 10 times more powerful than the headlights that was in the 60s, 70s, and 80s when that law was written. I don't know exactly when it was written, but it's something they need to take a look at. I'm sorry that other driver found the official four-wheeler dimmer finder switch. It was rude on the other driver's hand. But as a truck driver, you get pretty aggravated when everybody thinks they don't need to dim because it's a divided highway. And the law clearly states with the 500 feet. And sometimes at night, every third car has their brakes on. And not even as a hazard for oncoming traffic. The guy running in front of him, he has to look at those bright lights through his mirror. So he needs to really check into them laws. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people drive the four-wheelers, and some even drive a semi. Don't know what the law is on dimming your lights, but the law clearly states 500 feet should be extended to 2,000. And that's about all I have to add.
All right, Mike, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Great, great folks here. Jason on the U.S. 59, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I was going to say something about the headlights, too. These people don't understand that these trucks sit up so high and them bright lights and these cars blind us. And that's why they don't get it. I mean, that's why you dim your lights. And you're not supposed to flash your lights bright. He's not supposed to do that with his light, but that would have been a cop. He would have got a ticket. But sometimes it just blinds you. And second of all, the lady that sits, she's tired of looking at her hood's in her rearview mirror. Well, obviously, she's driving too fast. She's weaving in and out of traffic. So there you go. There decreases your stopping distance. Just as these people coming off the exits get up behind you and then blow by you, and so they can get off at the next exit. They don't understand how much time we got to stop. And then another thing in Minnesota, they got some screw rules over there. If you're there and they're coming off the exit, actually you're supposed to yield to the people coming off the exit because Minnesota has a clause that says you're not supposed to be there at.
Wow, that's an interesting one. We better school up on some of these Minnesota laws. Jason, thanks for the call. Next hour, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, Jim the Flagpole guy is going to check in, our favorite patriot. We also are going to tell you a little bit about what passed in Alabama and what that might mean for a U.S. Supreme Court challenge to Roe versus Wade. That and much more, a few more pet peeves, immigration.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.